This is Max Headroom. And what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister-sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever produced in the history of television. And there's more. Because you are going to see it as well.
Yes, it.
Yes, it.
Yes.
Namely, the Max Headroom syndrome story.
And
afterwards, that is, directly following, I want to talk to you about something even bigger. Namely,
the Carl Lorimar
Max Headroom sweepstakes. So,
sit back.
Relax.
And enjoy
my film.
Network 23.
This is Network 23, the network that means business, now transmitting live to the world the award-winning Edison Carter on the What I Want to Know show.
2, 1, go.
This is Edison Carter asking the questions you want answered. Right now, what I want to know is this. Just what happened in apartment 42 in the last 60 minutes? What I want to know is, who is suppressing the story? What is it somebody doesn't want us to know? Come with me, live and right now. Let's go and get some answers.
All right, Control, I'm going in.
I'm Gorister. Do we have an update?
All we have is it's an explosion and that the area is sealed off to all but residents.
Okay, cut to the eyewitness. 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, there's reporters and metro police everywhere. There was an awful noise and a woman come running out. They took her off.
Hello.
Nobody'll tell us why we've got to stay indoors.
All right, Control, I'm getting out of the chopper now.
Okay, from your position, go north 300. Building 84B. Security on the main door, so I'll take you in on the east side. I'm setting up time code. Okay, Control. I want you to turn right. Okay, Edison, there's an intersection ahead. Go upstairs, and it's on the second floor. Number 42.
You got any update on that?
Apparently the wife's been hospitalized.
Yes. Switch Carter's right at the scene. What? We're just about to go out on air. On what authority? Pull Carter out. Just pull him out.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Edson. This man say through here we no go. It's typical. First time ever we get to a story before you. Control has pulled us out.
Gorister, I'm calling you on the link. How come this story is pulled?
It's just come down to Murray.
I'm not dropping this one, Gorister. Something smells. I'm gonna go around the back and see if I can access a window.
Edison, it's pulled. Come on in.
Gorister, you maniac, you... Jesus, I don't believe it. Gorister!
Come on, man.
leave me or anybody exposed out there.
Hey, Edison, what's the problem? Easy.
The problem is I almost got killed.
The job was pulled. I pulled you in.
You cut me off. And no job is over until I am back at base, you weasel idiot.
Edison, come over.
Don't leave this prima donna crap. Not even from the great Edison.
Bloody Carter.
You mock me, Murray.
It's my ass out there, not his.
Now look. Just give me a controller who can do the job. Just want somebody who can keep me alive out there. The best.
Okay, okay.
The best.
Listen, Edison, I was out there once. I know how you feel, but it stops there.
Still not regained contact with Edison Carter.
It's big, isn't it?
I don't know. It was pulled from high up. Very high.
We've succeeded in pulling Edison Carter off air, Mr. Grossman.
Yes, fortunately your instructions were carried out in time.
Turning now to ratings, we have every cause for satisfaction.
Overnight ratings, Channel 23. Low, 115 million. High, 236 million, which keeps us top network. Projections for the next hour are excellent.
Let's move to the Blipvert problem. We may have to suspend the use of blipvertisements temporarily. There have been, as you know, these side effects on viewers. However, returning to conventional 30-second advertisements will once again give viewers time to switch channels, with the consequent dip in our ratings. The very thing that Bryce designed blipverts to prevent.
The Zigzag Corporation are very keen to press ahead, buying airtime using our blipverts. Right now, we are the only network that have blipverts. Unless we use them, Zigzag might deal with our competitors.
I do not intend to lose our major client.
There's probably no connection with blipverts. The good heavens, isolated instances of this phenomenon have occurred throughout history. People do sort of blow up. Spontaneously combust, you know.
No, I don't. We need some more informed opinion on the matter. So I have asked Bryce to meet us on the video link. Now, he's our top man. I want you to leave him absolutely to me.
The head of research and development on the link, sir.
Hello there, Bryce. I need to talk to you about...
I'm rather busy. I succeeded in computer generating a parrot on screen.
Oh, my congratulations. Whatever next?
It squawks.
I wonder if you could find time to illustrate to the board here this little hitch we have on your blipverts.
Put simply, the human body has millions of nerve endings. Each carries an electrical charge, individually very tiny, but in combination surprisingly large. Normally people burn it off, but in inactive people it just builds up. Now, because I designed blipverts to compress 30 seconds of advertising information into 3 seconds, it appears the brain violently stimulates these nerve endings simultaneously. In some subjects, it causes a short circuit. Some particularly slothful, perpetual viewers literally explode. Simple as that. I've got rather a good example of one on this Rebus tape.
Oh. It won't be so damn simple when blipverts go global. My God.
Now look here, the only people who are that inactive are pensioners, the sick, or the unemployed.
I take it that your Rebus tape is in an extremely safe place.
Of course. But look, it's not my problem. My brief was to find a way to stop channel switching. I mean, you know, I only invent the bomb. I don't drop it.
We think it might affect sales if people begin to suspect...
Well, don't tell them, then.
Unfortunately, one of our reporters may have got quite near the truth. We have to be very careful.
Well, fire him. We could always kill him.
Laura, I'm filling you with Edison Carter. He's the best we have at Network 23. A bit volatile, but good.
Yes, I heard. What was the story he was pulled out of?
Hi, Edison. This is Theora Jones. I've managed to prize her away from World One. I've warned her you're a charmer.
Hi. Oh, how's the head?
It's fine. How's yours?
Right, where do you want to start?
No trouble, or I stop your pocket money. You know the rules.
Yes, we do. What do you say we start by breaking one? See what you can get on this rash of reporters being pulled off hot stories for no reason.
Edison.
Sort of, access the inaccessible?
Edison, leave it! Now back off, I mean it. Christ, after the kind of material you normally bring in, what's so special about some microwave oven going pop?
Oh, come on, Murray. Since when did people guard exploded microwaves?
Right, let's have a go.
Hey, there's no way through there. That's the executive level.
I know. Let's try up through the plumbing system from a lower level where there's no security block.
How the hell?
I accessed the security systems Mr. Carter asked. This place is about as inaccessible as I can get.
I'll leave you two together.
All right, Theora, what do you got on the line apart from the dirty pictures?
There's a missile missing from AKG. Oh, that's hot. I see that.
Uh-uh.
Oh, an assassination of a whole medic team in Bolivia. How about that one?
Give it to Joe.
Bryce is a problem. Sally's on this computer generating people business. He doesn't want to know about Flipbirds. And we must keep them on air, then.
Unless Bryce can sort out their effect, we simply can't use them. You've seen the Rebus tape, it's just terrifying.
We have no choice. We're committed to the campaign. And the Zigzag Corporation's advertising contract with us is massive.
Massive or not, if this gets out, Network 23 is in serious trouble. We're too damn close to the truth twice already.
Theora, run that again, that last bit.
Network 23 is in serious trouble. We got too damn close to the truth twice already.
Did they now?
Stand by, Control.
What's that crew doing on the roof?
Well, apparently they're covering Ben Chevitt's departure to New Tokyo to sign this big Zigzag contract.
This promises to be one of the most momentous meetings in the history of telecommunications. Or perhaps I should say the history of communications of the world. And we're looking forward to a long and happy association.
Sorry, Mr. Chevy, we have a camera problem. Can we do that again, please?
We've always felt that the viewers are the most important.
Hey, the people. What do you guys think you're doing? This is my story. We want it back in control. I'll handle this one.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. It's all yours.
I understand, sir. You're off to New Tokyo to finalize the Zigzag contract?
Yes. This will be a major partnership between Network 23...
What's the Blipford problem?
What? Good God, man. This is completely out of order.
Too damn close.
Twice already. Hey, Mr. Cheviot.
The problem is whether I can trust you. You see, we've just heard that...
I don't know how much of that you got, Control. Are you busy tonight? Maybe all night.
Mr. Carter, we hardly know each other. Rebus. I think that's a kind of puzzle. Mysterious pictures.
Pictures. All right, where am I relative to your control?
You're 5 floors above me. I'm getting all clear on the security system. Hang on, Edison. Just a few moments. Hold your position. Stand by. We have the level.
Got a problem. I'm at the entrance, but I need the code.
I know, I can see you. Right, now it's Bryce Lynch. And that's 71088. Oh, Libra might have guessed. Okay. Try BZ2UH.
Try again.
Right. How about 1J2FI?
Be the usual expenses. We can do that. Yes, sir.
Got a nice accident, then?
It's the parrot man again.
Another one? He must be them by the dozen. Where are we going to get one at this time of night?
Squawk! Not a parrot. A nasty little burglar. To be cornered. And perhaps hit.
What did you say?
Try the playback unit.
How do you know?
Tell me a kid that ever puts things away. Even clever ones. I know all about clever ones.
Yeah, I just bet you do.
Camera check, please. I'm getting you out of there. Move.
What's the problem, Control?
Intruders. Two. They activated the alarm in the elevator. By the way, they're armed.
Oh, great. Any idea who they are?
No, but they're outsiders, not network men.
Is this a change of plan, Control?
No change. I'm standing by on the basement camera.
This is level 6. We're going up. Look, I don't want to be difficult, but going the wrong way. 126 coming up. If those guys are out there.
Okay, go ahead. Go left. Four-way intersection. Do not cross the intersection until command. Okay, go. Jason, there's somebody else in the system.
He smashed my bike.
We made a deal, Mr. Boigle.
Why?
He saw the Rebus tape.
He's the best-known reporter on air. His show is top-rating prime time. He satellites globally.
And he saw the tape, Mr. Grossman.
You know what you're saying, Bryce. I run a television network, Bryce. Not a goddamn hit squad.
He's quite rational. Keep Carter on ice in the cryogenic unit.
On ice?
Meanwhile, his reports keep coming in for a while, so no one will question his sudden disappearance.
Bryce, I don't want to appear ungrateful, But how do we keep his reports coming in, huh? A seance?
No. I compute the physical characteristics of his head. Then I print his memory, his synaptic circuits.
His synaptic circuits?
His mind, you know. The brain is only a binary computer, a series of on-off switches. Then, Mr. Grossman, I can generate this man onto the screen from my computer. He'll be able to continue his program, and no one will know. But he will, in fact, be computer-generated. Just like the parrot.
The parrot?
Yes, Supervisor, please.
Supervisor?
Yeah, I'm tracing Mr. E. Carter. That's Edison Carter.
Ident number?
Personal ident code 74928B DG6629.
Incident?
Yeah, auto accident, section 5, area 23.
No, we have nobody answering that description.
This coffee stinks.
Stinks, odorous, pungent, offensive, offense. The guilty party will be reported to Network President Mr. Grossman. This is an automatic complaint system.
Four more unaccounted domestic explosions finish the roll. These figures to be wide and over. Next up, market trends.
Down all the information in the mind and replay it at will. Then I can eliminate any information I don't want. My parrot squawks in much the same way. But my research funds must not be starved. I have to have time and money.
Do you ever sleep, Bryce?
Only physically. For the moment, the computer pie is only enough to generate a human head and too many coordinates for the rest of the body, which naturally won't be needed. This is the future. People translated as data.
Does this thing reproduce him as a reporter is all that I'm concerned about. This whole situation is becoming very disturbing.
Circuits are randomizing a little. It'll settle, though. I need more time on the recall generator. It's bouncing. It takes a while for the frame store to read out all the information.
Max Headroom? Max Headroom? Max. God damn it! Get that babbling clown off the screen! Kill it! What kind of a screw-up is this? This is a joke, Bryce.
Leave it alone! Don't you dare touch him!
Him? This junk is a machine. This is not Edison Carter. It is a computer-generated geek. It is useless. Do you understand me?
I understand your opinion, Mr. Grossman.
Then understand this. You abandon that garbage. You apply this unit to the crucial matter of the Blipvert problem. I want that resolved, and I want it fast. This parrot project terminates now.
Perhaps you don't understand the potential of this development.
I understand the potential of this situation. This electronic oaf has a record of what Carter saw on the Rebus tape. Smash it. Carter here has the same information. However reluctantly, we must somehow get rid of him. I do so hate wasting an employee.
I'll have Bruegel and Marla handle it. They relish performing good works.
I don't like that, Mr. Bryce. The little shit's too clean.
Give me the creeps.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
That young man's got some brain on him. Be worth a bob or two.
Not a great pair, are Mr. Bryce.
Nice head, though.
Body still alive.
He's a bit alive. Nasty knocking head, that.
Hey. Silly boy. Who's a silly boy, eh?
Hands are rare and expensive items. Worth more than cameras. Luddite.
Nine gearbox back, priority red, urgent requirement, male right leg, condition upper body and materials, you decapitation victim.
That's it. They're short at Nightingales. Mr. Bryce didn't say kill him, did he?
No, but he did say get rid of him, though.
What's the bonus for a live, dead body?
Clinical brain death only carries 20 points.
Yeah, but he's still warm. There's got to be value in that.
There is. 20 points. Goodbye.
Brain bang on that one. Cheers, folks.
Live on arrival. Very tasty angle, that.
Opens up possibilities. What are we going to do with Mr. Bryce's little toy here?
Well, he said he wanted it safe, and he wanted it in good hands until he needed it.
He did, yeah. He said that.
Wonderful.
You will tune into the Wired Society. This is big time television. Day after day, making tomorrow seem like yesterday. You know, we said there's no future. Well, this is it. This is Blank Reg talking to the Blank Generation.
Hot and live from big time television.
Reg.
And next up, more of the same.
Reg.
Shh. Have a nice day. What's up?
What is a cross-hatch generator?
I know.
We've been billed for one.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's stick anything down. I think it was some bent cabling gear that Poncho slipped.
Reggie, darling, how do you expect me to run my business like this? You don't help, you know.
Well, they were cheap. I mean, why don't you just write in, money out, and leave it at that?
And if the credit terminal wants to see the figures, what do I do, huh? Just wave the back of an old envelope at them?
Right. You smoke too much, Dom.
Red, if you didn't nail your jeans to the floor every night, they'd escape, so don't talk to me about personal habits. We have just got to find something better than those bloody old video kits.
Dom!
Just because they're free doesn't mean to say they're good, you know.
I like them.
Time to tell me. Spike your name.
What?
A word in private, Reg.
meat and veg.
We've got something for you.
Very special bit of gear.
Yeah.
You being an expert.
You just press this white button here and key things in.
Things? What the bloody hell is it?
Actually, it's the red button. No, it's the white. But you've got to plug it in anyway, then.
I'd never have known that.
How much?
Oh, well.
Hello, Marla here, can I...
Mr. Broigle? Nightingale's here. That body you sold us has taken a while.
Sorry, Reg. Bit of business. Talk about the transaction later, eh? Try the goods first sort of thing. Hey, hey. Leave it. We have got a deconvenience. Churchyards yawn, and hell itself breathes contagion to this world. I mean, my head upon your lap. Lollipop.
If I smashed his hand, he'd still be at the body bank. Oh, it's gonna cost us, this is.
Seen a blonde man with a camera? Excuse me, have you seen a man in a gown carrying a camera? He's escaped from the body bag. Thank you very much.
Good morning, televisionist. First up, Dr. Duncan at Dawn, the video symptom show.
Flora.
Dr. Duncan, I'm suffering from a dreadful anal pustule, and it's giving me absolute agony.
Just pop the old buttocks against the lens, would you? Flora. Flora.
Edison. Edison, for God's sake, where are you? Keep transmitting, I'm locating you.
Morning. I need your address. I'm in bad shape. Nice to have you visit. Please enter code. And while you were out, these were your messages.
Digital watch tunes. You can enjoy them all on this cassette. Remember? And the classic. Plus many, many more on Digital Watch Tunes Volume 2. Available now from ZigZag.
Hello there. Call this number and find out what an incredibly nice guy God is. He won't keep you waiting on the line. He won't hang up on you. He's sitting by...
My God, what happened?
I don't even know what it is. It could be anything. Might even be a bomb. Look. What did it cost, Reg?
It's free. If it doesn't work, we throw it back.
If it doesn't work, of what? Christ, Reg. If we can't afford even decent programs, let alone a crosspatch rotavator thing, or whatever it's called.
Geronimo!
Go on. Go on.
This is live and direct.
Mary,
identify station. Enter data.
Go on, Reg. Enter data.
This is live and direct on.
Big.
Big time. Am I on air?
Bloody hell.
Let me give you your pardon.
Hey. It's speaking to us.
Your pardon.
You say something.
Your pardon.
Talk to it.
Hello, mate. I'm Reg. This is my partner, Dominique.
Big time. Hi. Both of you. Welcome to Big Time. You want to check these ratings? I seem to have an audience of two.
Great. Terrific. Where'd they get this?
Hey, what's it for?
Hello, and welcome to Big Time Television. Live and direct. It's Big Time Television, the station where two's company and three's an audience.
Where does he get all this from, Rich?
And data.
Chaos is not helpful. Please be seated.
Ben, what exactly have the Zigzag Corporation said?
The whole campaign is organized around the use of our blipverse to prevent channel switching. No blipverts, no deals.
This contract is huge. We can't just reject a transglobal campaign. We cannot withdraw blipverts now.
We can't go on using them. They're lethal, goddammit.
That is not proved.
That tape wasn't proved. What the hell do you need? A live demonstration?
Yes, well.
I find that tasteless. It is very clear. The blipvert is a brilliant breakthrough. Half a minute of advertising in 3 seconds. It's magnificent. It is. It's also killing people. We buried that kind of crap decades ago. I am not prepared to risk my network over it.
Ben, I am talking ratings.
And I'm talking people.
Same thing.
We must come clean on this. If you won't, then I will.
Well, there was a connection loose on one of the tubes, which I fixed. But we still have nothing from the other night. Can you remember anything?
Not a thing except bits. Remember Bryce's lab and that barrier arm and some weird noises like voices. I think it was Bryce and somebody. And some creep standing over me with a scalpel and a body bag.
Body bags are for dead people.
Yeah.
And whoever was in the system the other night certainly knew what they were doing. I nearly lost you.
You're going to get the chance to lose me again tonight because I'm going to go back to Bryce's studio.
Edison, are you fit enough? Okay, I'm going back into 23, and you'll need some clothes.
With me, just one piece. I won't explain. Just stay tuned to Big Time. More later.
Yes, of course. I'll prepare the contract immediately. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Hey, Reg, come in quick.
What up?
We've got a client. Some TV repairer.
I've seen this old thingy in there. It's perfect for them.
They love it.
It goes on the blink too much.
But that's just the point. They want to use that.
Big time television. Ratings 1,000. What am I supposed to
forget that?
Stage fright.
Reg, this is incredible.
What I want to know is...
Over 1,000 viewers.
Well, why not
you might get paid this month. What the hell is that?
His ratings?
Max.
You're kidding.
Well, why not? Max Headroom, 2.3 million. Well, that's what you want, isn't it?
Max Headroom. He could have his own show.
Big Time. This is Max Headroom on Big Time Television. And what I want to know is, don't Eskimos ever get bored with their weather forecast?
Max.
It's Max. Max
it's
on
amazing.
Big Time. And what
amazing.
I want to know is, if you're all watching me, who's watching Network 23? A network with a great future behind it. As they say, when you're buying suppositories with friends like those, who needs enemas? And when
go for it, Max.
Running away from the lion,
you son of a bitch.
So
go for it.
We'll get the car phone fixed. Probably just a growth microchip. Mr. Bryce.
You were supposed to come back and report. I should have had no need to call you on the view phone.
Well, my mum wasn't feeling too good and we just popped round to see her.
You did exactly as I asked.
Oh, to the letter. One got rid of and the other locked away.
Good. Locked away. I admire the clarity and precision of your response. Perhaps, therefore, you could clearly and precisely explain this.
Big Time Television.
Do the Chinese really have 30 different ways of saying a simple little word? And is that why their population is so...
Very like the other bloke.
Chinese men just...
Film with him, is it, Mr. Bryce?
No, for an ad.
It is very like that other bloke. And it is not a film. That Mr. Marlowe is a complete person. And that machine is the coded mind of the dead Mr. Carter. Soon I will be able to reconstruct anybody on a screen. Even you, Mr. Marlowe. So accurately that even your own mum would know it was you.
Might care to call it the Phoenix, Mr. Bryce. My word, you could have all your politicians in little boxes. It's very handy.
Now, Mr. Voigel, where is Big Time Television? We could move up the poly show, pull in an extra episode,
no
and get the standby
we'll
show online.
By midnight.
We could rerun the Rat Killers. It went megabucks last global.
We could go porno early.
What do the analysts say, Ben? What actually did it?
It's only 2%.
2% is 26 million consumers, Ben. Once they start switching channels, it's war. You know that.
It happens all the time. We're used to it.
But if we're still running blipverts instead of regular adverts, there wouldn't be any channel switching.
Blipverts have only been off the air 10 hours and already the ratings are 3.7% down, Ben. Not the 2% you suggest.
I'm going to reinstate blipverts. And that's final.
More class. Reggie, I take it all back. You are brilliant. This Max thing will keep you in beer tokens for the war.
I'm starving. Now I'm going to micro some Alpha Betty spaghetti lettuce and tomato sauce. You want some?
Do me a favor.
Max has got a weird facility. His data store is huge, right? So he can access a lot of info, right? Clear the command and away with the mixer. Hmm? But he just doesn't build data, you know. 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. He jumps. And it's not just information. It's like intuition.
Oh, Reggie, darling. It's only just a bloody old voice box with a load of bytes. Root it and off it goes. Just other people's phrases it uses.
And how come he's got a sense of humour? There's something very bent here. Those two goons have him, Max. Not in their league. Doesn't add up, Doc.
It adds up on my figures. Max is making this station.
And what if the real owner wants him back?
Well, for my dead body.
It might be. I'm going to put the wheels of the bus back on, just in case.
Thank you.
Okay, Bryce. Let's start with the other night.
Give me a graphic.
Well, we're holding. So, okay, we've steadied. 28 and 42 have taken a dive. Get analysis on this.
That was unpleasant.
But half as unpleasant as it's going to be when the blipperts have their ultimate effect. Somebody, sometime, is going to make the connection. Hey, look at this. That climb is exponential.
The figures are minute, down in the thousands.
Let's take a look anyway. They may have something worth chasing.
No, I understand why people prefer watching television to the radio. They've worked out how boring it is watching the radio. This is Max Headroom on Big Time. I had to spend a little time recently with a parrot. It's true. I won't tell you why, but what amazes me is why anybody would want to spend any time at all sitting at home teaching a bird to talk. I mean, what's wrong with the rest of the family, huh? And of course, they teach it something really interesting, like, who's a pretty boy?
What I want to know is, if caviar is a rich man's food...
And you left him like this?
Now, Bryce. Where is it?
That pirate station. I think Edison Carter might have it.
Carter? But you told me he was... Who did this to you?
Carter.
How do we find him? How, damn it?
Boy, Glamala. They know.
But it is a significant distance. How much?
Oh, I should think. At speed, it'll be much fuel.
Thank you very much. Instructions are delight. Delight our greatest sorrow. Seven little girls sitting in the back seat, everyone in love with Fred. I said, "Why don't one of you come up and sit beside me?" This is what the little girl said all together now. One, two, three. Keep your mind on your driving, keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead.
Oh, look!
We'll have fun. Sitting in the back seat, hugging and kissing with Fred.
Okay, we're here. Close the doors, lads. Hey!
Go for the body bank.
Don't move. You're not going anywhere.
Murray, you getting all this?
You realize what this means? Do you want to transmit?
It'll never happen, Carter. They won't transmit it.
What do I do, Ben? Do what you have to, Murray.
Okay.
Interrupt this program for a special news flash. For the details, over now live and direct to Edison Carter.
Mr. Grossman.
Head of Network 23.
You're going to tell me exactly what I want to know about blipperts. The whole story.
The world is watching live and now
on Network 23. Tell me, sir, when did you first learn that blipperts cause people to spontaneously explode?
Long night of colics.
Parents are only one rung above politicians, though. You always know when they're lying. Their lips move.
Ha, 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 ha.
that hasn't got Oscar written all over it.
I'll eat my invitation to the award ceremony.
What? What? What?
Let's move on to the biggie. Yes, the Carl Lorimar sweepstakes.
And
here's how it works.
I'm going to ask you four questions about
the film you've just seen. Four questions. They're not difficult. But being able to count to four helps.
Ready? Good.
What is a rebus?
A rebus. Name the
doctor. Name the
doctor
who has his own video symptom show. During one of my early broadcasts in the film, I made a little joke
about Eskimos.
That's been very lucky for me.
I said,
I said, don't Eskimos ever get tired of their blank? Can you remember what it was?
How
many combinations might Theora have had to try to break the code in the computer-generated cyberspace matrix of Bryce's studio?
Or to you ordinary people.
His door lock code. Okay, no cheating. No peering over someone else's TV set. Just write down your answers on a postcard or a 3x5-inch card
and send it to this address.
And here are the rules of the competition. And don't forget, entries must be received by the 31st of December, 1986. Okay. So, while you read these rules, here are some of my own rules on television behavior.
Rule one, don't sit right up close to the TV set so other people can't see.
It's rude. It's rude.
Rule two,
don't squint at the screen. It's bad for your eyes. Rule three, if you don't sit up close to the set and squint at the screen, you'll never read these rules. Okay. Now for the prizes. And yes, for third prize, 1,000 Max Headroom posters. That's one each, of course, and they're
great. You can stick them on your wall, or
if you feel really silly, you can roll them up and make rude noises down them. And for the second prize, 100 people will get a Max Headroom t-shirt that's no double dry, wash and wear, non-shrink, dry,
flat, iron, flat, color fast, no dry, clean, 100%
cotton. Cotton. Wonderful to wear. Just don't leave the label sticking out.
That's so stupid.
And what's for first prize?
Oh, look at that.
You cannot beat that for a first prize.
Well, you can't, but I can.
Because for the big one, yes, the big first prize is an all-expenses-paid trip for two to London, England on British Airways. Yes, this fabulous trip is 7 days, 6 nights, including round-trip coach airfare and accommodation.
That's double occupancy.
That's double occupancy at the Hyde Park Hotel.
And
you'll receive $1,000 to spend as you choose. Okay, if most of you haven't got to grips with the answers, then watch this outstanding movie again. If you haven't worked out the rules, then get a grip on yourself and see your participating dealer or retail outlet. And if you haven't worked out how to use a 3-iron out of a bunker, change your grip.
Good luck, and see you in London!
Ha!